that abduction to a delusion of the court to try him at the lower court when he was abducted in Kenya and the submarine released to Nigeria. And the court appealed with 5 grounds of appeal. One, that the manner in which he was abducted and the submarine released to Nigeria is in gross violation of extant international laws and treaties, and also African Charter of Human and People's Rights and ONU conventions, which Nigeria is a state party. These are relevant laws that prohibit the abduction of Nigerian citizens or citizen of a contracting state in another country and possibly render him to the country where they want him to face trial. So the court considered the objection in its merit and international laws rely upon. And the court condemned its entirety, the manner in which Mazen Namikana was abducted in Kenya. And also, the court declared that no court in Nigeria, not even the lower court, has the right or the power to try him. Because the court has to inquire on the manner in which he was abducted and brought to Nigeria. He wasn't subjected to extradition proceedings before the Kenya court. The international law required him to be subjected to extradition proceedings in court in Kenya. Then, if at all, it's sanctioned by the Kenyan law before being extradited to Nigeria. In this case, they stick him to Kenya, kidnap him, and brought him in clear violation of those laws. And the court said, in view of this manner in which he was brought into this country, he cannot be subjected to anything or trial by any court.
Kano had been accused of treason and terrorism by the Nigerian government. He has also been preaching what the government called secession of Biafra. Does he plan to continue his campaign now?
The charge is founded on nothing. You see, there's a procedure through which you can bring somebody a defendant before the court. So in this case, the court also is of the opinion that before the court look into the legality or otherwise, or propriety otherwise of the charge being prepared against him, by the court should also, first of all, inquire about the manner in which she was brought before her. And since we have raised the issue of the manner in which she was abducted in Kenya, subjected to severe and degrading treatment and torture for almost 8 days before being brought to Nigeria, that the court ought to have listened to that argument and determine one way or the other whether the court has jurisdiction to proceed with trial. In this case, the court waived. He didn't even bother to look at those objections. So now, what the court is saying that even if you have preferred a charge of murder against Nnamdi Kanu, or terrorism, or whatever I can call it, no matter regardless of the nature of the case, that there was a gross violation of international law in the manner in which it was brought. The government has, by violating that international law and treaty, committed offense of treason and offense of terrorism. So, in the eyes of that law, today, Nnamdi Kanu is a victim of terrorism committed by Nigerian state. And what the court said today, that the Nigerian government has no power to try him in any law, and should go.
Where is Mr. Kanu now? Has he been released from jail?
He's not over 30, 45 minutes to left the court of appeal. So he's still in the custody of the SSY, he's in the pen. So the government will be buried tomorrow at noon and will be served on the federal government. And the government is expected to immediately comply with that judgment upon being served. So I'm of the view that any time from tomorrow, Nnamdi Kanu will be free, and also we leave the present facility of the DSS and also make other moves, which I may not be able to competently discuss with you on this platform.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, my brother. God bless you.